BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, good. You're back.
Yeah, sorry I was so long.
We need to order more ice cream tubs, Pat. We're running low.
Oh, well spotted. Thanks, Susan. Sorry I deserted you, but the veg boxes took longer than expected.
Oh, they've got to be ripe for delivery.
Yeah, Tony was going to check them this morning, but when he finished milking, he went straight back to bed.
Oh.
Also, I've had Clary on the phone.
Oh, how's her sister?
Much the same. But she told me about Eddie.
Oh, well, let's not worry about that now. We've got work to do.
But, I mean, if you want to chat...
No, it was something and nothing. Now, I've done the ice creams. The yoghurts are in the fridge, but there's still the cheese.
Yeah, well, we've had such a rush this morning. Oh, sorry. It's Tom. Hi, love.
Hey, Mum. We're delaying our emergency meeting till 2. We haven't finished the carrots.
Yeah, but Helen wanted to go to the PTA meeting with Ian.
She's had to visit a customer anyway, so I doubt she'd be back.
Oh.
And listen, Natasha says she took a last-minute booking from the Felpisham Local Produce Society for a cheese demo.
And when are they due?
Any minute now.
What? Oh, Tom, that's really not on.
I've got it all ready, Pat.
Sorry?
Natasha popped in earlier to explain it's fine.
Mum...
Don't worry, Susan's got it under control.
Okay, perfect. See you later.
Bye, love.
Bye.
And here they are now, at the window.
I don't know if I'm coming or going today. Thank heavens the new microphone's easier to control.
Oh, yes. No more holding down buttons while we're trying to work.
Are you feeling up to leading this, Susan? I could have a go, but I'm extremely rusty.
Oh, no, Pat. I've done it that many times I could do it in my sleep.
Right, here we go. Good afternoon. How lovely to see you all.
Hello, everyone.
We'll get started straight away with the first section. Then you can enjoy some lunch at our wonderful tea room.
That's right. Now, I expect you know we use milk from our beautiful red-pied Montbéliard dairy cows, which you may be saw in the field as you came up and... They're from France in the east, where it can be very mountainy, can't it, Pat?
Yes, quite mountainous.
Unlike here. There's
lots of information on our website.
Yes. So, we have two churns in this vat, which we've kept at exactly 67 degrees for 20 minutes, then cooled. And now Pat here is adding the freeze-dried acidifier.
Yes, and also the blue mould culture.
Oh, yes, the acidifier and the culture, yes. So, why do we need to acidify the milk, you might ask? I'm sorry, Pat, I've gone blank.
You carry on stirring. The lactic acid is what causes the milk to solidify.
Hurry up. Oh, no.
Oh, hey, Emma.
Hi, Ian.
Oh, snap. I need chocolate biscuits for the PTA meeting later.
Eddie asked me to get some.
Is there no one serving? I need to get going. I've got a million things to do before I get to the school.
Well, Sabrina had to take a delivery.
Uh-huh. How long will she be?
I don't know. Sorry. You go ahead of me if you're in a rush.
Oh, no. Sorry. Message from Helen. She can't make the meeting now. Pity.
Oh, are you going together?
Yeah, but, well, not anymore. We're not.
Will's not going?
No.
Because he's delivering veg boxes.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll come back later.
Emma.
Eddie won't mind.
No, I wanted to say...
No need to say anything.
No, but look, I don't want you to think of being rude.
Don't worry. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Emma.
hat. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, completely dried up. I've never done that before. Words just come out of my mouth, even in difficult situations. But today...
It's understandable, Susan. Oh,
but it's not.
You're having a stressful time.
I was really looking forward to getting in here this morning, because I knew I wouldn't have to think about anything else, and there'd be some sort of, I don't know, peace, I suppose.
Work can be a kind of sanctuary.
That's what I wanted. The whole family's fighting. Eddie spoke to me like I was scum.
Pat, are you coming to this meeting? Ellen should be here any minute.
Oh, right.
And you're okay to cover the dairy for an hour, Susan?
She isn't, actually. But I'm messaging Helen now.
Helen will be at the meeting with us. Have you got to get back to the shop, Susan?
She's going home, Tony. I'll see you at the house in a couple of minutes.
I don't understand.
Tell Tom I won't be long.
But if
you could just do that, please.
Well, okay. See you shortly.
Susan, I want you to go home.
I can't do that. You're not coping as it is.
Have a break today and you'll feel calmer tomorrow.
But you've got your emergency meeting and someone needs to do the last part of the demo.
That's for us to worry about. Please, Susan, go home, have a cup of tea and try to relax.
I'm sorry, Pat. Oh, I know you're trying to be supportive, but me relaxing won't make any of it better. In fact, it'll be worse because I won't be ready for the next thing.
But you don't have to deal with this on your own.
Who else is there, Pat?
We're still friends, aren't we?
I hope so.
Then go home, please. I'll ring you later to see how you are, okay?
All right.
But why is it Susan doing the demo?
Oh, don't ask me. Oh, thanks, Tom.
Anyway, I've made a staffing chart so we can see where we've got gaps.
Everywhere.
Here she is. There's a tea for you here, Mum.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Natasha's not coming.
Covering the shop, but you'll need to take over shortly, Dad, because she's picking up the girls.
Right.
I had to send Susan home.
What's wrong with her?
She's extremely stressed.
We're all stressed.
Well, if we push her any harder, Tom, she'll end up going off sick, and then where will we be?
We might as well shut up shop.
Tony.
Sorry, but I'm shattered. This early morning milking.
That's certainly not working.
Nor's the tea room without Emma, or the dairy without Clary, or the veg boxes with Adam and Will being kept apart. Nothing is working, Mum.
Which is why we're having this meeting. Helen's finishing today's demo in the dairy, and then she's putting future bookings on hold.
Well, can't you do them?
I'm far too rusty. If we come over as unprofessional, well...
Well, there's already happening in the tea room.
Couldn't Chelsea increase her hours?
She said no. Fallon's contacting other possibilities, but she hasn't got back to me.
Doesn't sound hopeful.
If Helen spends more time in the dairy, who's going to cover the shop?
Well, maybe Natasha could do more.
And how is she going to do that?
If she had Selena Nova with her.
Oh, that's not fair on the girls.
And she mustn't neglect Summer Orchard or our troubles will spread.
No, I thought we'd become pretty resilient after working so hard to diversify. But staffing-wise, we're more exposed than ever. Something has to give.
Agreed, but what we can't compromise on is the milking.
That's managing with that.
He's not.
I'm sorry, Tom. It's too much for me every day. And if we start chopping and changing there, we'll unsettle the cows and yield will drop.
So what are you saying?
We need a contract milker.
Really? That'll be pricey.
Between us, we can cover everything else.
Just about. Right. So are we agreed on a contract milker?
Yes.
If we have to.
Good. When she's done in the dairy, I'll ask Helen to phone round her contacts.
Hello?
I'm here, just coming.
Oh, sorry, Tony. Oh. I spent ages in the village shop earlier because Sabrina was sorting out some delivery issue.
Just the yellow tomatoes, Ian.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, I've got the cash.
Oh, cheers. You're lucky, I was just cashing up.
Oh,
how'd did the PTA meeting go? I'm sorry Helen didn't get there in the end. We've been snowed under.
No, don't worry.
She usually signs up for the end-of-term disco, I think.
Yeah, I volunteered for that.
Oh, good for you. It's nice to help out, but you don't want to get sucked into everything, do you? Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What else are you helping with?
Well, quite a few things. Starting with Halloween.
Oh, spooky day, I think they call it.
Yeah, plus the Christmas craft fair, an art project, a couple of cake stalls.
That's over the year.
Plus a cooking fundraiser, healthy eating challenge, sponsored hop, and assigned Adam up to help with sports day.
Why on earth did you sign up for so much?
Well, a lot of the ideas were mine.
Oh, dear.
So, well, nobody else volunteered.
Whoops.
I mean, they're really good ideas.
I'm sure they are. But have you told Adam yet?
Well, I'm making his favourite roasted yellow tomato soup. That'll break the news.
Good luck with that.
You didn't need to come over, Pat.
I was going to ring, then I found myself getting into the car.
Well, it's nice to see you. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to check how you are.
No, oh, I'm okay, really.
I'm sorry about Eddie. That sounded awful.
Yeah, he was very upset.
That doesn't mean he can shout at you.
Yeah. It was awful, Pat. Could have cried. I've known Eddie for donkey's years, and okay, we've had our ups and downs, but nothing like this.
Clary was very angry with him.
I've had to play it down with Neil when I got home, because he'd have gone straight round and made it a million times worse.
Yeah. And how's George?
Not good.
I'm sure you're all supporting him.
We're trying, but he still won't speak to Emma.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Neil's early.
Early me. I had such a rubbish day, Mum. I'm not sure.
Emma.
I'm sorry, are
you? Come and sit down, love.
I didn't know you had visitors.
No, I'm just leaving.
I wouldn't have come. I'm just so sorry, Pat.
Emma.
Love. No, I'll go.
Please don't. I was going anyway. So we'll see you tomorrow, Susan.
Thanks.
Stay strong, Emma.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, come here, love.
I can't take it anymore, Mum.